This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we wrap up the week that was. I've cut Friday off, so I'm going to do this a day earlier, but that's okay. We can still wrap the week. Let's start with something we haven't seen in almost 30 years. It's Insane Thing number 5.
News alert, Senate lawmakers approving President Trump's request to claw back $9 billion in federal spending just hours ago. This marks the first time in decades the Senate rescinded funding that was already approved.
While you were sleeping, Senate Republicans voting to pass a $9 billion spending cut package to codify some of the Trump administration's DOGE cuts.
It's the first time a rescissions package has passed in over a quarter century. You have to go back to the Clinton administration for the last time.
Folks, I listen to talk radio all over the country, and I heard people making fun of this. Oh, no, it's only 0.0045 of a percent of the deficit for this year. We're not getting anywhere. They're missing the point. That we could do this at all is a testament to Trump's raw political power. That's why this hasn't been done in decades. This was a test. Yes, we defunded NPR and PBS, but the big test part was USAID. See, USAID is not just a waste of money. It is the right hand of the CIA, of the deep state. And no joke, it is the absolute bastion of evil on earth. Folks, I'd go so far as to say we wouldn't have enemies if we didn't fund them through USAID. The Democrats and the deep state have used USAID for years to fund our enemies while they kill our troops. USAID has been one of the large conduits the CIA has used to conduct its own foreign policy, which is the opposite foreign policy of the official foreign policy of the United States of America when Republicans are in office. And folks, we didn't just take money away from USAID. No, we chained the doors shut and then we replaced the lease so these people can't ever get in the building again. Why? Is it important to protect the world from them? Because they killed millions. USAID's biggest mass murder, as far as I can tell, was the PREDICT program. $210 million to harvest deadly viruses from the Hunan province of China. Remember when they went deep into the bat caves? Literally slogging through feet of bat feces in order to collect these deadly viruses and bring them back to the Wuhan lab? where they were ultimately weaponized with technology given to them via Echo Health Alliance then and Anthony Fauci that they didn't otherwise have into COVID. Folks, that USAID may yet wipe out humanity because there's versions of COVID in there that make blood shoot out of your eyes and have a 60-70% kill rate. So they're not done yet. But yes, 7 million deaths from COVID, they help pay for. And folks, the program had no end. In other words, there were no safe storage plans. There were only transfer plans. The Pentagon would then back up USAID with an additional $52 million for the development of those bioweapons. And the rest is history. 1 million Americans dead, 7 million worldwide. And Joe Biden won the election, which was the whole point of releasing the thing. That's USAID. But it's just the beginning. You know how Israel just went on a bombing run this week because Al-Qaeda, which runs Syria now, was mass murdering minorities? How'd they get the money to take over? Yep, USAID. At least $9 million to an Al-Qaeda shell group helped fund that bloody takeover. As best as I can tell so far, they've murdered upward of 2,000 people. They were rounding up Christians, bringing them to the square, and just slaughtering them wholesale. Again, murders we just couldn't have without USAID. Without USAID, the Taliban wouldn't be able to control Afghanistan or terrorize little girls. USAID, it was discovered, funneled $3.4 billion to the Taliban via the UN after the Abbeygate massacre. They immediately got busy with it, funding terror training camps. I'm sure we'll see the product of those before too long on our soil. It eventually got so bad that Representative Nancy Mace and Representative Tim Burchett filed legislation to bar USAID and the rest of the government from funding the Taliban because the intel was showing the money was ending up in the terror training camps run, by the way, by a son of bin Laden. I'm sure this will all work out great. They finally got it through Congress. Let's move on to the more than $1 billion Senator Tom Cotton caught USAID shuffling to Hamas, a designated terror group, so they could buy missiles to fire at Israel. Incredibly, this money was awarded to them after October 7th. Think of it as a massacre bonus pay. And the bottom line here, folks, this is just nose-ringed, purple-haired people transferring the money to terror groups when it would be unseemly for the CIA to do so. After all, we've got to grow them so that the next decade we can justify the pending funding, Pentagon funding to fight them. Folks, this is the bastion of evil on Earth. And so in order to get this through, it's about more than just dollars and cents. It's about people in Congress, including Republicans, being more afraid of Donald Trump than they are of the CIA, which has been known to spy on members of Congress and keep compromise on them. You don't believe me? Look up Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul. Both have raged about being spied on for compromise by the CIA. People are now more afraid of Trump because he's more popular, making him more powerful than the CIA. Anyway, millions of lives will be saved. Folks, this has been going on for many, many years. I mean, there was $200 million transferred by USAID to the Taliban when our troops were fighting them and dying, having their legs blown off. We helped to pay for the poppy production that funded the IEDs that killed them and blew those legs off. You can see the results of that at the commercial breaks on Fox News, where we're building these poor, blinded, and paralyzed veterans' homes because of the work USAID did. So, folks, this is a major political victory. Trump simply didn't have the political capital to get it done in his last term. Now, the next question, with his ratings, popularity in decline after he wailed on his followers this week and said they didn't want his support if they wanted Epstein's Johns prosecuted, I don't know how much longer this run's going to last. And I really hope it does because he's got 11 more rescission bills behind this one, totaling, we're told, between $200 and $300 billion. A lot of that spending, by the way, is annual. So that'd be a massive, massive cut out of the deficit and debt spending if he can get it through. So hope that he can. But moving on to insane thing number four, Epstein. Trump has never blasted his followers like he did this week. If you want the Epstein documents that, by the way, nobody knew they wanted until the Trump administration, i.e. Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, did interviews selling the idea that you'd get them soon. Nobody was even talking about it. If you want those papers now, if you want to know who those Johns are now, well, you're stupid, said Donald Trump, and he doesn't want your support. Well, in a week, he plunged below 50%. Folks, Trump's getting a lot of this done because he's the most popular entity in Washington by a mile. In fact, 19% approval rating. That came out of a poll this week for Democrats in Congress. They're hated. But let me tell you what, if Trump goes back down in polling to where he was in his last term, roughly 42% with sometimes lows of 38%, he ain't going to get another thing through. Telling your supporters that you don't want their support and they're stupid if they want to send pedophiles to prison, not exactly a winning political strategy. Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen reported a 12-point swing downward month over month. That's a disaster for Trump. Most of it in the last week over this Epstein stuff. Well, Trump seems to realize, at least as of the recording of this podcast, that he's hemorrhaging. He's now vowed to appoint a special prosecutor, somebody independent, to look at the Epstein situation. That's exactly what needs to happen. Because, folks, I got to tell you what, Pam Bondi, for all her faults, is killing it. I mean, when you look at the court wins that we've had just even in the last week, mind-blowing. She's been the only true attorney general he's ever had, and either her or whoever answers to her is literally crushing it in court. Let me give you an example of how that all works. I mean, we've had so many wins on the deportations, so many wins on, hey, judges can't do nationwide injunctions anymore, that Trump can now literally do what he announced his new immigration policy is this week, that he can send people to third-party countries they're not from, where they don't even speak the language, where they could theoretically be tortured if they refuse to deport themselves. He won all of that in court, thanks to Pam Bondi or whoever's doing this. Right, well, what else this week? Trump announced, hey, you know what? I'm not going to do bond anymore. No bond. So if you get arrested by ICE, we're going to keep you in custody until we deport you. And that might be about 6 hours after we catch you. All of that he won the ability to do in court in less than 6 months. Folks, if you look at his first term when he didn't have a true attorney general, almost a year of his presidency, he was forced by the courts to use Obama's open border policies. Why? Because remember, Jeff Sessions had put himself in limbo. And Trump didn't have a true attorney general. And Bill Barr was obviously messing around because he couldn't get these results either. This is why Trump is frantic to hold on to Pam Bondi. And folks, look, she ran the Florida AG's office. So as long as she's not undermining him, there's very few people in the country who are capable of running an AG office that big and managing this many cases. And he's truly getting results because with all the alligator Alcatraz publicity, all the ability he has now to deport, people are giving up. They're taking the free plane ticket, the free $1,000 to fly themselves out. We just had an announcement that 1 million people have self-deported. That was this morning from Trump Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. 1 million people have deported, and they're thinking it'll go up to 5 million a year at the present rate. Folks, that's a total win. And none of that would have been possible without the ongoing court cases. In fact, they have won so many cases in court that Trump announced he's going to take two moonshots this week, which, folks, I think he may actually get. One of them, redoing the census before the 2026 election, which we should do. Remember, the census.gov admitted that 200 people had committed fraud within their organization. And that about six seats, congressional seats that should be in Republican hands, ended up in Democrat hands. Funny how the fraud only goes one way. Well, that's a 12-seat swing. So Donald Trump announced this week, hey, I think I'm going to, me and Abbott, the governor of Texas, we're just going to redistrict Texas for a plus five Republican seats. Democrats going to go wild and sue. But look, Trump has the most excellent legal team. He just keeps winning. Democrats will sue to stop the redo of the census, too, especially since Trump wants to do it this time without counting illegals. Folks, when you look at the fact that there's 3 million of those buggers in California alone, we're talking a swing of, what, 25 seats nationwide? This could be game-changing. And for the first time, I think he's actually got a legal team capable of winning on the fraud basis or other arguments that suit. Folks, after the immigration victories that we've seen this week, mostly through self-deportation. In fact, it was announced this morning by Stephen Miller that 1 million have self-deported. That's in 6 months, folks. And a lot of that was before we won all the court victories that were protecting them. That's how they come up with the estimate of 5 million self-deported a year. And I truly believe we could get there. I was feeling so bullish. And then the news broke. Yeah, the amnesty bill has been filed. The one that Trump bragged about. The one Trump said conservatives wouldn't like, but he was going to do it anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This monstrosity is called the Dignity Act, and it supposedly provides earned opportunity for millions of illegals to stay and work. You know, the ones who broke the law. Yeah, visas for illegal immigrants in just a couple of industries. Don't worry. That's how it's being sold to low information voters anyway. But if this thing passes, folks, and he signs it, country's done. We're finished. There's three reasons for that. Number one, illegals will immediately stop self-deporting if they think they have a hope of getting a visa. But wait, doesn't this just apply to a few industries? Hotel, maybe restaurants, farm workers? Yeah, for now. But there's this thing called equality under the law in the Constitution. And we can look at what happened after Reagan's amnesty to see how this is going to go. The liberal lawyers will sue immediately, and they will win. Trump's not going to win these. You cannot treat one industry or illegals who work in one industry differently than illegals in other industries. They'll simply expand it as they did with Reagan's amnesty, and the illegals will get to stay. Problem number two, mass fraud. Even the New York Times admitted during Reagan's amnesty, by the way, Reagan's amnesty was only supposed to be 500,000. Over 25 years, it ended up being 8 million. Why? Because they made the argument, well, it's totally unfair. I mean, millions of illegals went back to their home countries not knowing he was going to do the amnesty. So we got to bring them back. And they did. The second they get a green card, many Americans don't know this, chain migration kicks in. So on the day they get the green card, they can apply to bring an average of three of their family members here. The second those family members get a green card, they can apply to bring an average of 2.1 of their family members here. It never ends. It goes on and on and on and on. So this is why Congress is rushing to do this. They want to give illegals hope. And I'm telling you, if it passes almost immediately, Democrats will file all the lawsuits to apply this to every single industry. And Trump, if he signs it, will have gutted his entire immigration agenda and essentially be acting as an agent of the Democrat Party. Folks, I am so frustrated watching the grinding stupidity. Could somebody please sit down and explain to Trump what's about to happen? We got another problem, too. And if you think about it, it doesn't make sense. Why do we need to let the illegals who broke our law, many of whom have criminal records, as we saw from the two California raids at the beginning of the week, pedophiles, various and sundry criminals we caught working on these farms? Why do we need to give anyone who broke our laws a visa? Why do we need those illegals? Why don't, if we do need a few visas, given to people because industries genuinely can't find people? I don't believe that. I think if they pay enough, they will. But why do we need these visas be given to illegals? Why don't we just open the application process to the entire world and take the best? Because let me tell you what, I guarantee you, we will have PhDs from poor former Soviet republics applying to come here to pick strawberries. We don't have to take criminals. We can send them home. But why does Congress want to give visas to these illegals specifically when we could just open the process, take the best, background check them? Because they want to send the message to the 30 to 50 million. Stay here. Depressed wages. That's the GOP message. And then they get the campaign donations in response. Of course, the Democrats just want the votes. And they don't care, folks, if their children live in a totalitarian regime that's Chinese style 10 years from now. They literally don't care. It's all about the next fundraising cycle. They're that selfish. And when you're Trump and somebody flatters you and you believe whoever the last person is you talk to, this is a problem. Folks, we don't have to do this. Here's the other thing. A lot of the farm work in Europe is done by machine. It's been that way for over a decade. For the life of me, do not understand why we can't just incentivize the purchase of farm equipment and be done with it. Farm equipment can't outvote us. They can't force us into a totalitarian one-party system. And folks, we could do the same thing we just did in the big, beautiful bill for factories. 100% instantaneous expensing of the farm equipment to incentivize its purchase. That makes way more sense than keeping the illegals. And yes, folks, don't fall for the semantic games. Trump's going to say, so will his administration if he supports this. This isn't an amnesty. Oh, yes, it is. If you're rewarded with a work visa, this is amnesty. So truly say a prayer that Trump comes to his senses, because, again, the other outfall of this, and Congress very much wants this. They can read a poll. Again, when 61% of Americans tell you they want all of the illegals deported, 100%, the fastest route for Trump to get where he was, again, in his last presidency, 42 to 38% approval somewhere in there, is to screw the American people over on this most important issue. That was always number one or number two. He's not going to have a supporter left. He's not going to have popularity left. And when he's unpopular, the Congress members who have been forced to pass all this great legislation and go along with what he wants to do without criticizing, they're going to get very, very bold. They'll be undermining him on every episode of CNN like they were in his last term. Folks, this is a recipe for the end of his presidency. Seriously, pray for him to receive wisdom so that he can see it before it's too late. Insane thing number two. Our side is laughing at Joe Ron Mancami, mocking Democrats for their support of him. It's easy to do when you feel safe. But again, insane thing number three that we just went through, the amnesty, Folks, we will have a man commie running every blue state in the nation. And there won't be a lot of red states left if Trump does that amnesty. Ever see one of those time traveling movies? That scenario I just described to you is one possible outcome. Because, folks, if you've got the Democrat Party decidedly flirting with just throwing off the pretending and full-scale embracing Marxist authoritarianism, and you combine that with a Trump amnesty mistake for the ages, folks, I can't even describe the kind of country we could live in. A country your children will have nowhere to escape from for freedom. It is that serious. But for now, the future's still unwritten, and we can laugh. I know what Rush would say if he was still alive. After the immaculation yesterday of Zohran Mamikonian, it was a candidate breakfast with dozens of Democrat Congress members. Folks, Democrat candidates for mayor don't get candidate breakfasts in D.C. like that. They pulled out all the stops. And you know what Rush would say about this? He'd say, wow, he was just immaculated. The Democrats could barely control their zeal, their zest, their love for this guy who has the absolute courage to say what they really want to do and be unapologetic for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Listen to this montage. Listen to the zeal in the voices of the half a dozen Democrats who were publicly willing to admit that they had met with Mamikonian.
I think he's a very personable, smart young man.
It's just beautiful to have someone who is so authentic. You know, that money cannot buy that.
Zohran Mamdani is an incredible talent. It's hard not to be won over.
You have AOC and Zohran. That's a winning combo. This guy is not a communist. He's not a socialist. He's an advocate for small C capitalism.
Those are all sitting Democrat Congress members, folks. But the Democrats understand how problematic it would be if the American people ever actually knew they all believe this stuff. They all would love to seize your property. They all would love to grind you underfoot. It's a dream of theirs, a fever dream. And so, you know what they did? Fox News reporters showed up to cover the breakfast and they'd moved it to another restaurant and wouldn't say which one. When they were finally able to figure out, they got there, they'd had the restaurant put up cardboard in the windows. You know what Democrats do when they're stealing an election? That's a level of shame. Nobody wanted to be actually pictured with this guy, or very few did. But they also couldn't get enough of him. They fawned all over him. By the way, that last lying congressman who said he's not a communist or a socialist, he loves capitalism. Really?
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism.
Insane thing number one, folks, is truly good news. Two absolute bombshells that may allow the prosecution of the deep state, most specifically James Comey, former FBI director, CIA director John Brennan, but maybe even Obama and Hillary. Here's what happened. John Durham, remember him, did this milquetoast investigation of the Russia collusion hoax. Well, what they found was that there was another report that he wrote. This one classified. They always classify their crimes so you can't find them. Well, they've gotten access to the classified report. And here's what the Trump administration has learned. Remember when crooked James Comey's crooked FBI was forced to investigate Hillary Clinton for a whole weekend to find out if there was any criminality in her classified documents case? They came back and said, no, everything was fine. No, it's really great. Actually, the truth is that they had found she committed multiple crimes. So they did what the FBI always does when it's Hillary. They buried it, then lied to the public. Problem is, Comey also lied to Congress. Yeah, there's a lot of crimes there, but the statute of limitation has passed on them. Or has it? See, the way federal law works, if something, if a set of crimes is part of a conspiracy, well, the statute of limitations doesn't kick in until the cover-up ends. Well, it was still covered up when we found it last week. Here's John Solomon of Just the News, who broke the story describing that part of it.
The Inspector General report on Hillary Clinton's email that reveals that the United States Intelligence Community got new evidence of possible criminality in the Hillary Clinton email scandal, but did not pursue it just before James Comey cleared her of all criminal wrongdoing. That has stayed secret for 8 years. Chuck Grassley, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, has been relentlessly pursuing it. He has President Trump's ear. I think that's going to get declassified in the next few days. That will show that there was reason to pursue Hillary Clinton, not clear her, and not pursue Donald Trump. They should have not ever investigated him for Russia collusion.
And folks, this is shocking. Think about this. We discover that Hillary Clinton committed crimes. They bury it and then allow her to commit more crimes to create the Steele dossier. Her campaign committed a felony and a misdemeanor to create that. Now, how did they use the Steele dossier? Well, that's the next part of this that implicates the CIA, John Brennan, James Comey, but also Obama, who via email knew all about all of this. The problem they had, what they wanted to do was to spy on Trump and the entire campaign, get compromise or blackmail material or both. But they couldn't legally do it. They'd already gone to the FISA court once using Carter Page as their excuse, Russia, Russia, Russia. But they couldn't get the court to approve it. So what they did was to turn to Hillary Clinton and say, hey, you got any fake intelligence? Her campaign was happy to come up with it. They all knew it was fake, but they submitted it to the FISA court anyway and signed under penalty of perjury that it was real. Never mind their communications acknowledged it wasn't. It came from Hillary's campaign. They then committed perjury before the FISA court and before Congress under oath, lying about the Trump Russia collusion hoax and selectively leaking what they knew was classified data. Okay, so when you talk about conspiracy charges and then leading on up to RICO, here's how this works. And this is why it's so effective against the mob. If you join an operation, if you all know, hey, we're framing Trump here in violation of the law while covering up evidence of Hillary's crimes, You don't have to, after you join that conspiracy, receive directions anymore from the leaders of the mob or the CIA. Hard to tell the difference, honestly, crime-wise. Because if you merely, you know, retain your membership in the group and continue to further its aims, even if you don't communicate again, it doesn't matter. It meets the RICO standard. That's what they'll use here. And folks, this is just the nexus of it. This could net so many people. I mean, remember, look at Bill Barr. He became a part of this conspiracy when he gagged the IRS agents who knew Hunter Biden's laptop was real, knew it wasn't Russian disinformation, knew that the IRS and FBI had it in their possession, and knew that the Biden family took $30 million and illegally laundered it from the Chinese, also knew that Joe Biden was the big guy and got 10%. I mean, folks, from here, once you define the conspiracy, there's no telling where it ends. Which leads us to the second part of this, also broken by John Solomon this week.
The second piece of classified evidence that could be released is referred to by John Durham as the Clinton Plan Intelligence. It's an intercept 5 days before the FBI opened up Crossfire Hurricane that Hillary Clinton was about to concoct a Russian scandal and try to pretend that Vladimir Putin was helping Donald Trump win the election. That means that the CIA, the FBI, and President Obama himself personally was aware that what Hillary Clinton was doing was a ruse, a political dirty trick, and still James Comey's FBI opened up on the information. If those two pieces of evidence get declassified so grand jurors can see it, Pam Bondi names a special prosecutor, we could be rolling by the end of this week.
Trump has now said he will declassify. I can't wait to read this stuff. There are, of course, several hurdles. They've got to get these cases out of D.C. That is literally a post-American territory. Regular law doesn't apply there. But a special counsel could be helpful with that. Finally, bonus insane thing. Notice who got fired this week? Maureen Comey. She was a prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, prosecuted the Ghislaine Maxwell case, prosecuted the Epstein case and the Diddy case, which makes sense because they're all human trafficking for blackmail operations. But the thing that people don't realize about Maureen Comey, and that's why it's so significant that she was fired this week, is what she actually spent a lot of her time doing. Fighting freedom of information cases to get the identities of the Johns in the Epstein case. Over 40 victims in the Ghislaine Maxwell case, and they had begun to take some of these in the Epstein case, had laid out their abuse at the hands of the Johns that Epstein sold them to or gave them to or however it worked. Those are still sealed by two judges. They're sealed because Maureen Comey fought the FOIA cases. In fact, it got so outrageous at one point that Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit was suing starting in 2022 to get the documents. And one of the Johns, whose lawyer listed him as John Doe, actually argued that he would be humiliated if his name was exposed. Well, in comes Maureen Comey to make the argument to the judge that the government really doesn't want any of these Johns exposed. So all of those files are still sealed. That's who really has these. If you fire Maureen Comey, then that might suggest that the Department of Justice could be moving in another direction. Why would Maureen Comey want these sealed? Well, remember what her daddy James did to the Trump administration. Folks, by the way, this will end up caught up in the grand jury investigation too, because James Comey was personally handling a honey trap operation. In other words, with no predicate, i.e. crime or evidence of any wrongdoing, he sent agents in trained as essentially prostitutes to the Trump campaign to try to entrap Trump and everyone around him, to either get scandalous material that obviously could be used, leaked, whatever, or to get compromise. James Comey is somebody who uses honeypots, which, by the way, what I described to you there is, even if you have evidence of a crime, it is not very dubious that it's legal. If you have no evidence of crime, folks, again, it's part of a RICO conspiracy. So you got James Comey running honeypot operations that stink to high heaven in much the same way that the Epstein ones do. Does Maureen Comey want to keep all of these files sealed because her daddy will show up in them? So many questions.
reservations. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.